Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. This is the Northampton, Massachusetts-based band And the Kids with their song All Day, All Night from their debut album Turn to Each Other. It's not so easy to categorize their music, but here's how they describe it. Accessible, unconscious, existential, indie, glitter, popsicle, crisis music. And that glitter isn't just a musical metaphor, it's literal, as in they wear it on stage. And you can catch And the Kids at Great Scott in Alston tonight. They're in the middle of a residency there, and they're also in our studio right now to talk about their debut album and to play some music for us. Hannah Mohan is on guitar and vocals. Rebecca Lasapanero is on drums and vocals. And Taliana Katz is on bass. Welcome to all three of you.
Thanks so much for having
us. Thank you.
All right. Now, Hannah, let's start with you. Because we had to say that description, right? Accessible, unconscious, existential, indie, glitter, popsicle, crisis music.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so what does that mean?
Oh, that's funny. I just described it to somebody else. Each word has like a different meaning. So it's accessible.
How about accessible? How about existential popsicle?
So a lot of the songs have little crisis sections in them, and that's what we call the existential crisis section of the song.
Okay.
Because it can get a little out-of-worldly.
Out-of-worldly.
And then the popsicle is just another word for pop, because it's kind of poppy.
Okay. And we should say, we mentioned the glitter, and you wear the glitter on stage. You're not wearing glitter now, just so in case...
We opted out.
If anyone was curious, I wanted to make sure.
We didn't want to get your studio all over the place.
All messy. Yeah. Okay, great. Rebecca, you and Hannah met when you were just 13 years old. True.
Yeah. We met in middle school in seventh grade.
In middle school. Wow. Mm-hmm. Did you immediately like have an affinity for each other and know that you were going to play music together?
No, we didn't.
We met in music class. We pretty much got paired together because there was no one. We didn't have any partners. So, but I'd say it worked.
So no one else liked you guys.
Yeah.
We met together. Got it. Okay. No, but did you have musical inklings back then? And were you able to sort of bond over?
Yeah, we wanted to play music.
You wanted to play music. Same instruments you're playing now, sort of, or not really?
Well, Becca played, she plays guitar as well, and she played more back then, too.
Yeah. And so you were able to sort of find this kinship over music. Same types of music that you liked, or did you have very different tastes?
It wasn't that. No, we liked the same music, yeah.
Okay. The debut album, which came out earlier this year, is called Turn to Each Other. What's the title mean?
It's less about people and more about countries, I think.
Let's play a little of the song Glory, Glory. I say when I first start to listen and I hear Glory, Glory, you know what I think, right? Of course, Glory, Glory,
yeah.
Hallelujah, right? That's a song everyone thinks when they hear those words. So why start like that? Why those lyrics?
I don't know. That just came together. That's one of the more like simpler songs on the album.
So if anyone can hear the hum here, they probably wonder because you, and we should tell them that you have some amazing instruments here in the studio with us. So I'm wondering if you guys would play a song for us.
Sure. Yeah,
for sure. And what song are we going to hear?
No Countries.
No Countries. Okay, let's hear it. Nice. Just want to remind folks who are listening to Radio Boston, and that's And the Kids. Hannah Mohan is on guitar and vocals. Rebecca Lassapanero is on drums and vocals. And Taliana Katz is on bass. Thanks very much for that song. That song was called No Countries. And Rebecca, I want to ask you, hearing those lyrics, you think of your former band member, Megan Miller, who is a native of Canada and was on keyboard until she was barred from reentering the U.S. last year. What happened?
So she overstayed the amount of time that she was allowed to be in the United States. So she was crossing the border, and they stopped her, and she was denied access into the United States. And she was actually banned from coming in for 5 years.
Wow.
So right now we're working on getting her back, getting the ban lifted. Mm-hmm. And we're all really hopeful that it will happen.
And so you think that might happen? You're legally looking into how you can get around that and get her back with you.
Mm-hmm.
There's something I'm curious about, and I'd like to ask maybe all three of you. You know, you're from Northampton, and it's my understanding there's a pretty lively music scene out in that area of Western Massachusetts. But what we're hearing about, what media folks are all talking about, is the demise of live music clubs, which you probably know has happened here in Boston. We've lost some big names here. I wonder, as young musicians, what does the future look like for you when you see that in some urban areas, live music does not, at least at this point, appear to be thriving? Is that worrisome, Rebecca?
I would say it's definitely worrisome. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people definitely need music to just get them out of sometimes a funk that they can be in. Music is really brings a lot of joy to people. And so we're touring all the time, so I don't really necessarily see that music isn't happening all the time, but it is very worrisome. I think there should be live music everywhere.
Yeah, it's hard to see with our daily lives because we're surrounded by music.
All right. And speaking of which, you're going to play something going out for us, correct? What song?
Yeah.
Just tell me what song first.
Devastation Celebration.
Devastation Celebration. Okay, we have Hannah Mohan, Rebecca Lasapanero, and Taliana Katz. They make up the band and the kids, and they're playing tonight and next Tuesday at Great Scott in Allston. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Deborah Becker, and let's hear some Devastation Celebration.